Welcome back to the Coach Paul Show, where we dive deep sometimes on the stories of athletes, some coaches, doctors, and the lessons that they've learned through sports. I'm your host, as always, Coach Paul, and today we have a very special guest joining us. This is not just your typical high school athlete. At just 14 years old, Ori Gorin has already experienced some highs and lows of competitive sport. She rose to the top of her middle school, the Junior Cougars cross-country team, and she's overcome setbacks and also transitioned a little bit into coaching already. Ori's journey is nothing short of inspiring. I'm excited today to find out more about her story, some insights, and some lessons that she's learned along the way. Ori, thank you so much for joining me on the Coach Paul Show. This is going to be great.
Thank you, Coach Paul. I'm so excited to be on your podcast.
Yay. Thank you. So can you just talk a little bit about your journey as a runner? Like, what inspired a 13 or 12-year-old kid to even want to start running in the first place?
When I came here and I started Taylor Road, I knew I wanted to start running, but I was just, like, scared to start a new team. And then seventh grade, I had a class with Konami, and she just mentioned cross country and said how Jaylee and I should do it. And then I really thought about it. I heard how many practices a week there, and I was like a little shocked. But I never had like did a sport that was like more than two practices a week. So when I heard that, I was just a little shocked. But when I started that, I started really enjoying that.
So we have Konami to thank for you joining the Junior Cougars. That's good. Okay. And your dad, did he run in the past? Like, was that part of the reason he encouraged you, or he just wanted you to get involved in something?
My dad, he never, like, did running in a team, but he did, run. He ran a few half marathons.
So your PR in seventh grade, I had to look it up because I couldn't remember. It's 15:21. That was your 2-mile PR in seventh grade. Pretty good. We could see some signs of life. But by eighth grade, you got that number down to a 12:47. That's an amazing difference in over just a year. Incredible. What are some things that made such a huge improvement possible? Like, what do you attribute that to?
It was really a lot of my friends that pushed me, like Riley and Jaylee, that made me really, I mean, I was always very competitive. I always wanted more, like, to get faster and faster. But I just really enjoyed the sport, so that really pushed me to my max, and I always really wanted to be better and better.
I want to ask you about that competitive edge, because you were kind of like a team leader when in your eighth grade season, and you stood up on the rock and gave the speech at the rest stop. I'll always remember that. But just always had these leadership and really like tenacious qualities. Like, what made you so competitive? Did you know you were competitive before cross country, or did this really bring it out of you?
I knew I was competitive, and that's actually one of the reasons I joined cross country, because I really like winning. I love like the feeling of like after a race and when you do good and you place. I really like that. I think I was always competitive. I mean, cross country really brought it out more, but it never changed.
The moment when I realized how competitive you were was in your seventh grade year when we were at the Cannon race, and you had a PR, it was your seventh grade PR, I think, but you ran yourself so ragged that you ran yourself right into the medical tent, like passing out at the finish line. I was like, okay, this girl really wants to be better, and this is a future leader. And it turned out to be true. So that was maybe a low point. So that might have been a low point, the medical tent, but can you talk about like a favorite memory from Junior Cougars?
I think one of my favorite memories is definitely Nationals, when we all like got to sleep in the hotel and the pool like party that we had there. It was so fun just being with everyone and bonding. And I also liked Tuesday morning practices, you know, like, well, not during them, but the feeling before and after when everyone is like super tired and freezing, but like everyone's just laughing. They started at 6:30, so I would wake up at like 5:45. And get ready and then go to practice and then come back and like sprint to the shower because I had no time and I always like ended up missing the bus and like having my parents to drive me to school.
But But now you look back at that as one of your best memories because of that's where you get better at those hard practices. Okay. In your eighth grade year, you had your sidekick, your partner in crime, Jay Lee, but you also had the seventh graders at the time, like Riley, Claire, Phoebe, all like nipping at your heels. Konami, you already mentioned her. She was one of the amazing runners. But just talk about like how important it is to have that pack mentality. Do you think you could have gotten as good as you were just by yourself, or did you need those other girls?
I definitely did need them. I think that you can never, like, it's really hard to do as good as you would with other people than, like, you would alone. I think they really pushed me always, like, to be better and to be faster. And also, not just in the races, but at practices, being with those people and just, like, bonding with them and running with them just for fun was, like, so amazing and such a great experience.
Our good friend Coach Cinco, did he bring out your competitive fire, or like what did he bring to the equation of making you the beast that you became?
So Cinco, I always loved his speeches at the end of the practices. Every time he would do his long speeches, and I just loved it because it gave me so much motivation. And he did bring out a lot more of my competitiveness because every time after a race, he would, like, kind of, like, talk to me, see what I did good, what, like, I should do better. And, yeah, he always, like, there was one of these, like, Tuesday morning practices, and I think it was 400s and 800s, and we ran, like, all the varsity girls as a pack, and Cinco was, like, right with us. The pack kind of like splitted in the middle, and people went in the front, people went in the back, and Cinco was like stayed with us in the front, and he just like kept going so much faster. And I remember that really pushed me to like my best because I really wanted to stick with him, show him that I can, and I did stick with him.
Yeah, you just made me think of my old high school cross-country coach. He used to run with us just like how Cinco and I run with y'all. And just like trying to keep up with him, he was like in his 40s and I was 17. I'm like, if he can do it, I certainly can try. And so, yeah, that gives you the extra motivation. That's a good story. Is there something that keeps you coming back to running time and time again? We'll talk about your injury later, but like what makes a 12-year-old or an 11-year-old even want to come out and run in the first place? Like what was that first love of running? What gave you that?
It was really mostly the team and coming to practice right after school. That's like really what I expected every day. It was just like so fun knowing after every like hard school day with working and homework, I can just know that I get to be with my friends and run with them. And even if like some practices were hard, most of them like after school were just fun, like running around. And I really liked being with everyone.
Almost seems like a stress reliever for you, like this. I love it. I want to talk about your high school transition just a little bit. You're a freshman now at Chattahoochee. You obviously got some new coaches this year in the fall and some new teammates, but also some like old teammates from your back when you were seventh grade and they were eighth grade. So you get some of your old teammates back. Can you talk about some of that transition to high school cross country? Maybe like what's different? What do you like better?
So I was actually very nervous to start the high school cross country. I think you can even remember me running with you and just being a little like not really sure if I want to join. And I really did have some thoughts of not joining just because I was really like scared of going and starting a new team with new people, new coaches. Everything was really new. I also heard that like the team was also like the practices were very different than the junior Cougars. And I was just nervous for that. I do think that it is very different, like both of the teams. I enjoy being with the people. It's very nice. And practices are hard. But I think in both of the teams we had hard practices. And I enjoy really being with the team. The people are what make it practices fun.
Similar to your middle school experiences, it's all about that like family of teammates that makes you want to go out there and suffer with them and do those hard practices with them. Okay, that's really good. Is there anything that you enjoy more about high school than you did the middle school running experience?
I like the Spartan practices that we had during the fall. We don't have them, well, we didn't have them during track, but we had a sparring practice every week on a Wednesday morning. And I liked those because it was just like not running. It was like a little warm up, and then just like the most we did was running stadiums, but it was mostly core workouts and some leg strength training.
Yeah, I know. I think that's coming a little bit to the Junior Cougars, a little more of the strength training stuff. That's really good. I have to brag on you for just a little bit because as a freshman, you placed 12th at region, and I know you helped your team to an overall second place finish. And then at state, you finished the team, I think, was maybe a fourth place finisher, third place finisher, and you were 31st overall as a freshman, so big props to you. Can you talk about any, like maybe a big highlight from either the region or the state meet, something that you remember from one of those?
So region was a hard course. I remember it was two laps around soccer fields, and it was hot. It was a super hot day. And it was just, I don't know, I really thought I would PR on that course, but that didn't really work out. But state, I really liked state because my whole like mindset during that race was just like, this is the last race, like you have nothing to hold back, like that's the last race. And many people hate that course, but I actually liked it. It was super cold though, like freezing cold, everyone's feet were frozen, but I really liked the last sprint of state. That was like one of my best finishes at a race.
Now we have to switch over. You had a great cross country season, like everything is rolling along great, and then the silly nagging knee injury that you had that kind of like hampered your track season. I know you were able to run a little bit during track season, but can you talk about just like when did you first start to feel it and like how did that affect your track season?
So it actually started right before region, and I didn't think of it as like too much. I mean, it really wasn't too much, but I thought of it as just like a little pain, maybe just like running too much and it'll just be okay. But it just, the pain started increasing like throughout like that week, and region went by fine. I didn't feel it throughout the race, and that state it was also good, so I thought that was really nothing, because if I did okay at the races, then I really thought it would go away. But then when track season started, that's when it really started hurting. So I went to the doctor, and they found out they were kind of a mixture of like growth pain in my knee, and then also like my whole left leg, like the muscles were a lot weaker, so it was harder to like hold the knee in place, and that's what was causing the pain. But then I went to physical therapy, and after 4 months I can say that I've finally finished PT, and it feels a lot better now.
Yeah, it looked like almost a weight was lifted off your shoulders when you said that you finished PT. So now you're running with us and you're student coaching a little bit. Were you able to run any events at track, or like were you able to have any track season highlights, or tell me about that?
So for the whole track season, I basically just did Spartans and like ran warm up only on the like for the last like 2 weeks maybe. I started actually doing some 800s and 400s for the workouts, and then the only meet I got to run was a JV region, and I mean running again, like racing again, was really an amazing feeling. I think my adrenaline was actually like, I was pumped. I ran the 4x8 with Eva, Jaylee, and Enya, and I was the second leg. Yes, my time was 2:45, which was actually the exact same time I got at the end of cross country season when we did an 800 like time trial. So yeah, I was very happy with that time, especially after like a whole 5 months of that injury.
Yeah, 5 months of an injury. I know you're still relatively new, just coming out of that 5 month period, so you might not be able to answer this question, but was there any positive takeaway that you had to being injured and like slowing everything down, letting your body breathe and relax? Or were you just more grumpy that you couldn't be out there with your teammates?
I think one positive thing was really the Spartans that I got to do. I got to really focus on my core and on my body strength. I went to the gym a lot too, and it was a bummer kind of being outside, because I still had to go to practice every day for those 2 hours and just sitting there. But it was nice doing those Spartans, really focusing on the other muscles in my body and not just my legs.
I know we could all probably use a Spartan, me especially. Now that you have done the Junior Cougar experience, and now you're coming out there as a student coach, you get to see it from a whole different perspective. So maybe who was a student coach that had an impact on you when you were a kid, or how do you see this new transition of being a coach? Do you enjoy it?
I actually get to know the workouts before Cinco tells them. I think that's an amazing thing that I get to hear. Still not every practice, but most of them, I get to hear the workout. Yes, and being behind the scenes. The kids are all very nice. I love being out and meeting new people, especially the sixth graders who are just joining the team. They're all very sweet. And I like being on that, because it's just a very different perspectives. I mean, the Cinco's speeches that are still, he's still, when he tells them to the Junior Cougars, and I'm a student coach, I try to listen to it as if I'm still a runner on the team, just because they are very motivating, and I really try to listen to them and take them in for myself.
So you get a little extra Cinco wisdom. Very good. I have to now brag about you as a student for just a moment, because you are mostly an A student, maybe a B here or there, but mostly A's. You came to America, I think, in around fifth grade, and it was, if I remember right, the COVID year. So you're having to learn a new language, a new culture, a new everything from behind a screen. That must have been extremely challenging. Talk about that for just a little bit.
So we came here, and 2 months later, COVID started, which was really a shock to everyone. And that's when they just started using the computers. They didn't really know how to work that out. And my parents just decided to take off, and we got an RV, and we traveled through, we went to a lot of national parks, and that was very nice. I mean, it was nice coming here and really not going to school at all, but it was also hard to harder to make friends and learn English. It took me a longer time than it would take for other people. It was an amazing experience to go and see all those places that I would never think I would be able to see.
I forgot you did that. I think you mentioned it to me back when you were in middle school, but I forgot about that. Can you talk about, just a little random side note here, can you talk about a favorite place that you saw on your RV adventure?
My favorite place was probably Yellowstone and the geysers. It was really cool to see them, because they're all different colors, the little pools that they have there. It was very cool. But yeah, we went, I mean, there's so many places that I loved, because it's, the views are so different every place. All the national parks are just, so unique and special.
It's amazing, you're not even from here, and you've been to all these places. I've never been to hardly any of those out west, so I look forward to one day seeing them. Thanks for sharing that. Was one of the reasons you liked the cross country, was that, your first big friend group when you came to America? That was one of your first big groups that embraced you?
Yes, so I can still probably say right now, most of my friends are from cross country. It really was my first kind of bonding experience with other people that really made me open to new people and make new friends.
So now here in a few months, how do you feel about returning to Israel?
A little less than 3 months. That's when I leave, I know. I am sad, I'm really sad, but it's also exciting, because starting a new life, different, whole new world, literally on the other side of the planet. And I do miss my family a lot, going there. It's just very different, but I love both of my homes here and there, and I will definitely come visit and I'm thinking of coming here for college.
Oh, wow. That would be a treat. Now, I have to ask you, what do you want to be remembered for when you leave? Like, you're gone for a little while. Like, what was the legacy of Ori Gorin? What do you want people to remember most about you?
I mean, I'm sure people will remember my competitiveness and always trying to be my best, but I hope that my friends will remember me as a good person that, like, was there to help and to encourage them.
Myself, Coach Cinco, all the cross-country family is going to miss you dearly, so we have to just cherish these last few months of you. But we have a few fun rapid-fire questions to ask you to wrap up the podcast today to get a better picture of who you are. So you can answer these as short as you want, but if you had to eat one meal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
It would probably be sushi. That's like one of my favorite foods.
We are kindred spirits. I'm the same way. What is the funniest or most memorable thing that has ever happened to you as an athlete?
It would probably be the speech at Nationals. Mm-hmm. I remember, like, we were on the bus and I begged Cinco to, like, I wrote this whole speech on my phone. What? And I begged him to read it out loud on the bus. But he said that we're going to, like, make a stop at the bathrooms and then I'll say it. So I stood on that one table and read my speech, and that was very nice. I mean, I worked hard on it. It took me some.
Yeah, it had this nice backdrop setting. There was a lake in the background and it was like sunset. It's just one of those things that you're never going to forget, or that I won't forget. Here's one for you. If you could be any animal or mythical creature, what would you be?
I mean, I love horses. They are a very powerful animal, and they have, like, good connections with people, I think.
Great answer. I don't think I've ever had that one. Is there one book or one movie that has changed your life and stuck with you as one of the greats that you would like to share with us?
Some people would disagree with me on this one, but McFarland. Yes, McFarland. Yes, McFarland, USA. I mean, I've watched it so many times, but every time it really motivates me to, like, run, and seeing how the people just try to do their best.
Great answer. If you could describe me in one word and Coach Cinco in a different word, what would those two words be?
Oh, my God. Coach Paul, you would probably be just fun. That would be your word. You're always... You make every practice fun, always talk to people, make them happy. One word for Cinco is very tough. Yeah, Cinco would probably be inspiration with his speeches and everything. I feel like every time he just talks to me or, like, has a deep conversation, it always, like, it gives me inspiration, and I just think about it a lot.
Yeah, very complex human, great coach, great guy. Well, thank you for doing this interview today. I appreciate you. You're an incredible student coach and athlete and student, like we talked about. And like we said, we have to cherish these remaining months that we have with you. Are there any last words of wisdom that you would share, maybe with, like, an up-and-coming runner or someone just starting out on their athlete journey coming from such a seasoned champion like you?
I don't have anyone specific, but I just want to say to all, like, the new runners or even just people on our team, just keep going. Sometimes it really is hard, but running is just such a gift. I mean, when you really learn how to enjoy it, you can just go on a run whenever you want, and it really is something that is amazing to have in life.
Thank you. You've inspired me to go on a run right after this interview, so thank you.
One more thing. I just want to thank to all the people that really helped me throughout those running years and that kept pushing me. Riley, thank you. You pushed me on that national race, one of my favorite races. And Coach Paul and Cinco, thank you. You are amazing coaches that I will always remember, never forget. You gave me this amazing gift of running, and I really appreciate that.
That's it for this week. I was so grateful and just honored to be with one of my favorite runners of all time, Ori, for episode number 50 of the Coach Paul Show. What I took away from her young wisdom this week is that the bond among all the teammates is really what creates the experience. So no matter where you are with your life, find a group of individuals that will lift you up and make this life a more enjoyable ride. Until next week.